Welcome back to Wynn Radio Was and our weekly visit with Mary Foster, the editor's daughter. Enjoy.
And now, Mary Foster, the editor's daughter. With his daughter, Mary Foster Lord, out having dinner with Big Jack Kelsey on the eve of the photographer's return to New York, Henry Foster and Mary's young stepson, Jimmy Lord, are talking in the living room of the Foster home. Occasionally, Jimmy writes something in a small notebook. Henry is saying,
"You see, the thing is, little fella, you want to keep track of all the money you pay out and all the money you take in. Otherwise, you ain't going to know where you're at."
"Well, I got it all written down right here, Uncle Henry."
"Oh, that's good. That shows good business sense, Jimmy. Mind if I see that ledger of yours?"
"Oh, of course not. Here."
Well, you've got quite a few figures written down here."
"Yeah."
"But I confess I don't quite understand your system awful well."
"Well, neither do I. Something's wrong with it."
"Yeah, you just got one column of figures here. Now, just what is that? The money you've paid out?"
"Oh, no, it's everything."
"Oh, money you've paid out and money you've taken in, both, huh?"
"Yeah."
"Well, at least you got it marked down, Jimmy. That's something. But now, it seems to me a better system would be to kind of balance one column against the other. That is to say, on this side, for example, here you mark down the money you spent out on your hands and what it was spent for."
"Oh, I know what it was spent for, Uncle Henry. I remember just exactly."
"Yes, I ain't got any doubt but what you do. But as time goes on and you get more and more figures down here, why, you're going to get confused. You ain't going to be able to recall everything, you see."
"I guess so."
"Well, now, look here, boy. Suppose right here you start a column and you hit it paid out."
"Well, I'll write it."
"Yeah, all right. Go ahead. You do it then."
"Paid out. There.
That's the stuff. Yeah. Now, under paid out, just list what money you have paid out and what for."
"Well, does it make any difference what I paid it out for, Uncle Henry?"
"Oh, sure it does. You want to have all the information regarding your business right at hand, don't you?" "Sure. So just suppose you paid out $2 for a bag of laying mash. Now, you'd write down laying mash, $2, then you'd put the date of the purchase after it."
"Hey, is that what you do with the Sentinel?"
"Oh, yes, we do. We keep a close record of every expenditure."
"You put down laying mash, $2.
"Well, no, not for the Sentinel, because that ain't a hen business. That's newspaper business. Mm-hmm. So we put down the items that pertain to a newspaper business, ink and paper and so on and so forth. Now, to continue with this, suppose you pay out $2 for a bag of scratch feed. You put it down just the way you put down that about the laying mash. Catch on?"
"Yeah, I see now."
"In other words, all your expenditures, they go into this column, and then over here you write down money taken in. That means the money other folks pay you for the eggs they buy from you, or the hens, or whatever you sell them. Yeah. Then by a simple process of arithmetic, you see, you know just where your business stands all the time. And if the figures in the money taken in column, if they're bigger than the figures in the paid out column, why, your business is on the upgrade."
"Gee, so far, Uncle Henry, I've paid out more money than I've taken in."
"Yes, I wouldn't be surprised but what you had, boy. But I wouldn't let that worry me at all. I mean, you've only had these hens for about 2 weeks. Most all businesses, they have to pay out more at the start than they take in."
"I've only sold 18 eggs so far."
"Well, that's a dozen and a half."
"Mary bought a dozen, and Mrs. Bennett bought half a dozen."
"Well, you'll build up a business. You just keep at it."
"Mary and Mrs. Bennett both said they was the freshest eggs they had in a long time."
"Well, there, you see. Now, that's the basis of a successful business, Jimmy. Mm-hmm. Satisfied customers. When they buy your eggs and like them, why, they're going to want to buy more of them. And gradually, you're going to make money."
"Gee, it's fun anyway. You know what I'm going to do when I grow up?"
"What's that?"
"Well, I'm going to have a big chicken farm with millions and millions of hens and chickens, and I'm going to sell eggs and chickens all over the world."
"That's quite an ambitious project, I should say. But more power to you, little fella. Now listen, don't you think you better be going upstairs to bed?"
"Well, can't I stay up just 5 minutes more, Uncle Henry? I went to bed 5 minutes before the regular time last night."
"Oh, you did. Well, in that case, I guess we can allow you 5 more minutes.
"Yep. Gonna have millions and millions of hens and chickens and you and William Henry and Mary and Della and Dr. Nelson and George Peters will help me run the business."
"Gracious, there. Yeah. Well, now you got something. But with all them hens, don't you think you'll need more than 6 people to help with them?"
"Well, maybe. I was thinking of having Mr. Kelsey, too, but gee, Uncle Henry, I don't like him."
"You don't?"
"Mary tells me I ought to like everybody, but I just don't like him.
Of course, it is pretty hard to like everybody, I'll admit. Thing to do, Jimmy, is not to let yourself dislike him. Not actively. Try hard to like everybody, but if you can't, why, don't carry a grudge against him. Mm-hmm. Just don't think of him at all. Unless, of course, you can do something to help him. Then help him and let it go at that. What is the matter with this, Mr. Kelsey?
He makes too much noise.
Yeah, he ain't what you could call a quiet fella. I agree with you there, boy.
Mary isn't going to marry him, is she?
Mary marry him? No, of course not. No. Whatever put that idea into your head, Jimmy?
Because he kissed her.
He did?
Yeah. Just before they left the house tonight, I saw him kiss her. I was going through the hall to go upstairs, and they was here in the living room.
Well.
And I always thought that when grown-up people kissed each other, they was planning to get married.
No, not always, Jimmy. Not always, unfortunately.
Well, anyway, I'm awful glad she's not going to marry him. If she's going to marry anybody, I wish it'd be Doc Nelson or George. But I don't know what she's got to get married for. Don't seem to be any sense to it.
Well, I don't believe she will, Jimmy. I mean, she's got a pretty nice home right here. She's got you and William Henry to look after and to look after her. I guess we ain't got to concern ourselves about that. And anyway, Kelsey's going back to New York tomorrow, and that's most likely the last we'll ever be seeing of him. Now, you better scoot on up to bed, little fella.
We'll return after this brief pause with more Mary Foster right after this. And now let's wrap up this episode of Mary Foster on When Radio Was.
Well, having fun, Mary?
Yes, I'm enjoying it very much, Jack.
Good.
Been just ages since I've been anywhere. This is really the nicest place in town for dinner.
It is rather nice at that. But to get back to what I was saying, I can't understand it.
You can't understand what?
You being here in a town like this.
Well, I don't see anything the matter with Valley Springs. I think it's a very lovely little town.
Oh, sure. The town's okay. People in it are all right. A few I've met. But you just don't belong here, my beautiful young friend.
Where do I belong?
In New York City?
Uh-uh. No thanks.
What's the matter? Don't you like New York?
Occasionally. I like to go there for several days at a time and see some shows and shop in the stores. That's a lot of fun. But I'm always glad to get back home to Valley Springs.
Just a modest little orchid trying to imitate a violin, aren't you?
Am I?
Nothing else but.
That sounds rather intriguing, the way you say it, Jack, but I don't believe I know just what you mean by it.
I mean that you're definitely a big-town gal pining away in a 2x4 hamlet.
Oh, but I'm not pining away. I wouldn't want to live anywhere but in Valley Springs. You know, I used to live in New York. I used to work there, so I know what it's like. And I'm perfectly content right here.
Well, maybe. But it would drive me bats.
That's because you're not used to it. Jesus, good food. You know, I know there are people who just can't stand being away from New York. They're miserable until they get back there.
That's me, honey.
Well, now, is that a nice thing to say, honestly?
Oh, present company accepted. That goes without saying.
It very nearly did.
I'm enjoying myself now. I'm having a swell time. Why wouldn't I be? I'm with the snappiest looking lovely in this town or any other town. But the point is, I'd like to take you to places where class people could see you. Look, why don't you come on back to New York?
Oh, don't be absurd.
Go on, you'd like it after you got used to it again. Bring the kids and Della and take a place there.
Oh, yes, I'd just love to have my children brought up on the streets of New York.
Oh, heck, there are places outside of New York, plenty of them. Don't you understand, honey? The great Kelsey needs you in New York where he can take you out 5 times a week.
I'm afraid the great Kelsey will have to take someone else out 5 times a week.
Oh, come on. Now, listen.
Now, you can talk all you want to, Jack. You go right ahead. I like to listen to you. It's very amusing. But I'm staying right here in Valley Springs.
An orchid making like a violet, huh?
If that's the way you want it, yes.
So you're going to stay here, marry the doc, settle down to a nice, humdrum existence, are you?
I didn't say I was. You're making all these plans for me, Jack. I'm merely listening.
Are you in love with a guy, like Amelia says?
You should know. You seem to be very positive about everything else.
Okay, I asked for it. But look, wouldn't it be nice to come to town for, say, a week, so you and I could do the shows and the night spots? I mean, after that, you could come back and marry the doc and settle down and live happily ever after. Now, doesn't the prospect appeal to you? Now, be honest.
Of marrying Bill?
No, of coming to New York for a week. Listen, I got a week's vacation coming to me anytime I want to take it. And during that week, I won't do a tap of work. And you and I'll just do the town right. Why, I'll even go shopping with you. And that's a concession I wouldn't make to any other girl.
Really? I'm flattered.
Well, sure, you should be. I never got serious about anybody else, honey. But I could get serious about you. And I'll bet I could make you fall for me, too.
Jack, I don't want you to say those things. They don't mean anything.
I do mean it. I'll bet I could. What do you say, Mary? Give me a chance to try, will you?
Certainly there's no modesty about Jack Kelsey. But on the other hand, as Mary has admitted to herself, there is a measure of charm about him. We'll learn more about this next time. Now, in just a moment, Henry Foster will bring us a few words of his homely philosophy. But first... Kroger bread is new. Yes, Kroger bread in the new blue and white wrapper is the brand new bread with a twist. Master bakers agree it's better bread. Mr. T.J. Brassfield, Kroger master baker for 20 years and superintendent of the Kroger Bakery at Louisville, Kentucky, has baked millions of loaves of bread. He knows bread. And Mr. Brassfield says...
The new Kroger bread is the finest loaf Kroger has ever baked. I'll tell you why. First, only the very best ingredients are used. Then we twist the dough to give you finer texture, better taste. And because of pure white flour, every golden brown loaf of enriched Kroger bread is snowy white inside. I've never seen a finer loaf leave our bakeries.
That's what a master baker says, and it saves you money. Yes, you can double your savings when you buy two loaves of new Kroger bread for only 25 cents. So go to your neighborhood Kroger store, the only place you can buy new Kroger bread. The brand new bread with a twist. Buy some soon. Now, Henry Foster.
Well, sir, here's one I read the other day that caught my attention. To escape criticism, live openly. Who ever heard any scandal about a goldfish? See you soon. Bye.
Be sure to listen tomorrow for the next chapter of Mary Foster, the Editor's Daughter. It's Kroger for better values in famous foods. Yes, the wonderful foods you see advertised in Life magazine are featured in your neighborhood Kroger store. Shop at Kroger for better values.
From the late 1940s, that indeed, Mary Foster, the Editor's Daughter. We'll present another installment at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Ever G. Robinson and Claire Trevor in the newspaper theme series Big Town. Those two talented film stars also appeared together in a 1948 film noir crime drama, directed by John Huston, and also featuring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. I'll name it, and then wrap up When Radio Was, right after this.
Somewhere beyond the sea.
MusicRewind.com brings you 100 hits of the great crooners, a 4-CD collection of silky smooth original recordings sung by your favorite artists.
That music I hear, I get misty the moment you're near. Hey there.
Order 100 hits of the great crooners at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and save over 10% off the original price. Pay only $19.98, plus save on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code WOW77.
Why should it be true that I get a kick out of you?
Enjoy some of the greatest crooners of all time, including Bing Crosby, Tony Bennett, Nat King Cole, Ray Charles, Fred Astaire, Louis Armstrong, and so many more.
Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river.
Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now to take advantage of this great offer. Use promo code WOW77 to save over 10% off the original price and get reduced shipping.
I'm crossing you in style someday. It's just the thought of you.
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com to get 100 hits of the great crooners at the special price of only $19.98 and get a bonus on shipping. Remember promo code WOW77 to get this amazing deal. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced a thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI. And it's a way in which the consumers can have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back to Win Radio Wazzer. Before the break, we're talking about a 1948 film noir crime drama directed by John Huston and starring Humphrey Bogart, Lauren Bacall, Ever G. Robinson, and Claire Trevor. The answer is Key Largo. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done, but hey, visit us at the website, winradiowaz.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.